content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will continue our readings in the book, How to Save Money Book for Families That Want More. These are 222 smart money-saving tips to cut costs, stretch income, and build financial freedom without sacrificing joy. And as we continue our readings, we will continue under Chapter 10, Debt, Banking, and Subscriptions, and start back in Section Number 9, Negotiate Annual Fees or Interest Waivers. If your bank or card charges annual fees, ask for a waiver or retention offer, especially if you're considering canceling. And why this works? Banks want to keep good customers. A quick call often involves fee waivers, interest reductions, or bonus perks. It's free to ask and works more often than people think. And how to do it? Call the customer service number. Say you're thinking of canceling due to the fee. Ask, is there anything you can offer to keep me? Note any perks or temporary offers granted, and set a calendar reminder to revisit this next year. Section 10. Use only one card for online spending. Designate a single low-limit credit card for all online subscriptions and digital purchases. It simplifies tracking and also adds fraud protection. And why this works? When subscriptions are spread across multiple cards, they're hard to track and easier to forget. One card equals one bill equals no surprises. Plus, if fraud occurs, only one card is affected. And how to do it? Choose one credit card with low fees and good fraud alerts. Update all online accounts to use this card only. Review that card statement each month. Cancel old digital subscriptions during the transfer. And lock the card for non-subscription use if needed. Section 11. Emergency preparedness and insurance. Establish a dedicated emergency fund. Create a savings account for unforeseen expenses to cover 3 to 6 months of living cost. An emergency fund acts as a financial buffer, reducing the need to rely on high interest loans or credit cards during a crisis. How to do it? Open a separate high-interest savings account, automate monthly transfers, even if modest, use windfalls like tax refunds to help boost the fund, and regularly review and adjust contributions as finances allow. Number 2, conduct annual insurance policy reviews. Assess your insurance coverage yearly to ensure it aligns with current needs and circumstances. And why this works? Life changes such as home renovations, new family members, or significant purchases can alter coverage requirements. Regular reviews prevent overpaying or being underinsured. And how to do it? Schedule a yearly meeting with your insurance advisor. Update policies to reflect recent life changes. Compare premiums and coverage with other providers. And ensure beneficiaries and contact information are current. Number 3, bundle insurance policies for discounts. Combine multiple insurance policies, such as home and auto, with a single provider to qualify for bundling discounts. Insurers often offer reduced rates for customers holding multiple policies, leading to significant savings. And how to do that? Inquire with your current insurer about bundling options. Compare bundled rates among different providers. Evaluate the overall coverage to ensure it meets all your needs. And be mindful of policy terms and potential penalties for changes. Number four, increase deductibles to help lower premiums. Opt for higher deductibles on insurance policies to reduce monthly premium cost. Higher deductibles typically result in lower premiums, offering savings over time, provided funds are set aside to cover the deductible if needed. And how to do that? Assess your financial ability to cover higher deductibles. Consult with your insurance provider about premium reductions. Adjust your emergency fund to accommodate potential deductible expenses. And lastly, ensure the deductible increase doesn't exceed your risk comfort level. And number five, eliminate redundant or unnecessary coverage. Review and remove insurance coverage that no longer serves your current situation or duplicates other policies. Why this works? Paying for unnecessary coverage is a financial drain. Streamlining policies ensures you're only paying for what you truly need. And how to do it? List all active insurance policies and their coverage. Identify overlaps or outdated policies. Consult with your insurance advisor before making any changes. And redirect savings from canceled policies to other financial priorities. Number six, create and maintain an emergency plan. Develop a comprehensive plan detailing how your family will respond to various emergencies, including evacuation routes and communication strategies. Why this works? Well, a well-thought-out plan reduces panic and ensures swift, organized responses during crises, potentially minimizing financial and personal loss. And how to do that? You can start by identifying potential risk specific to your region, such as floods and earthquakes. Establish meeting points and emergency contacts. Practice drills regularly with all your family members, and update the plan annually or after significant life changes. Number seven, assemble a disaster preparedness kit. Compile essential supplies that will sustain your family for at least 72 hours during an emergency. Having necessary items on hand can prevent the need for last-minute, often overpriced purchases and ensures your family's safety. And how to do it? You can choose a sizable, waterproof bin for storage. Stock essentials such as water, and keep in mind for water, stock about 2 liters per person per day. Canned food, manual can opener, flashlight batteries, first aid kit, mask, and blankets. And be sure to include copies of identification, medications, and emergency cash. And store the kit in an easily accessible location. And review and refresh the content every 6 to 12 months. Number 8. Set up automatic emergency savings transfers. Treat emergency savings like a recurring bill. Automate it monthly to build a safety net with minimal effort or stress. When savings happens automatically, you remove willpower and forgetfulness from the equation. Even $25 a month grows over time, preventing reliance on credit in a crisis. And how to do that? Open a high-interest savings account, set an automatic transfer from your checking account, choose a date right after payday, start small, then you can increase gradually, and avoid withdrawing unless it is a true emergency. Number 9, use insurance riders for custom protection. Ask your insurer about low-cost add-ons, they're called riders, that can extend your coverage for specific family needs without buying a whole new policy. Riders cost less than full policies, but can plug those gaps. For example, adding sewer backup to home insurance may cost only $20 per year, but save thousands after a flood. Review your current policies and note any potential gaps. Ask your broker about optional riders such as home office, identity theft, valuables, etc. Compare cost and benefits. Add only what matches your real risk, and revisit riders yearly as life changes. And section 10, teach kids basic emergency skills. Involve children in age-appropriate emergency training so they know what to do if something goes wrong at home or at school. And why this works? Kids who know basic safety skills respond better under stress. Teaching them early builds confidence, reduces panic, and can prevent accidents or costly mistakes. And how to do that? Practice calling 911 and knowing your address. Teach how to shut off water, electricity, or gas for those older children. Role play scenarios like house fire evacuation. Make it fun and regular, not a one-time lecture, and reinforce with visual charts or checklist. And now we will move into Chapter 12, Work and Side Income. Section 1, Sell Unused Items for Quick Cash. Declutter your home and turn forgotten stuff into income. Sell items online, at yard sales, or through local marketplaces. Most households have around $300 to $1,000 worth of unused items. Selling them clears space, earns quick money, and kickstarts those savings goals. And how to do it? Walk through each room with a, quote, sell or keep box. Gather toys, clothes, electronics, tools, or decor. Use Facebook Marketplace or a garage sale. Take clear photos and write honest description of the items, and put profits into emergency savings or debt payments. Section 2. Turn a hobby into side income. Use your skills like baking, photography, or tutoring to offer services or products that offer others will be happy to pay for. And why this works? Doing what you enjoy is sustainable and motivating. Hobbies often solve real needs for others, allowing you to earn extra income with little upfront cost. And how to do it? Identify what people often ask you for help with. Start small. Bake for friends. Tutor one student. Or offer a craft to someone. Advertise locally or on social media. Set fair prices based on time and materials, and track all income and expenses for tax purposes. Section 3. Save on work lunches by meal prepping. Bringing homemade meals saves $50 to $100 per month. It's healthier, cheaper, and avoids the temptation of daily takeouts. And why this works? Even a $10 lunch three times per week adds up to $120 per month. Preppy meals at home cost a fraction and builds consistent savings with minimal effort. And how to do it? Set aside 1 hour on Sunday to prep lunches. Cook in bulk, such as soups, rice bowls, pasta. Store in portioned containers for grab and go. Include snacks and drinks to avoid vending machines. And make it a family habit. Your kids can help prep, too. Section 4. Cut commuting cost with remote days. If your job allows working from home just 1 to 2 days a week, that can reduce gas, parking, and wear on your vehicle. Why this works? Reducing commute days cuts transportation costs by up to 40% and gives you back hours. That's a win for your budget and certainly your well-being. How to do it? Track what your commute costs are per day. Talk to your employer about flexible remote options. Schedule deep focus tasks for your, quote, at-home days. Use save time for rest or side income activities. And reevaluate monthly for that long-term balance. Section 5. Start a family micro business. Involve your kids in a simple side business like lemonade stands, dog walking, or art sales. It teaches entrepreneurship and earns income. Kids learn responsibility, math, and money management while contributing to family savings. These experiences build lifelong confidence and skills. And how to do it? Start by brainstorming ideas with your child that they may be excited about. Guide them to set prices and make a sign or flyer. Help with basic setup and let them take the lead. And celebrate their earnings. Save, spend, and give portions. Expand if it works. Word of mouth spreads fast. Section 6. Use cashback and reward apps for work purchases. Use reward cards or apps to earn rewards or cash back for necessary purchases like office supplies, gas, or meals. You're already spending the money. Get a little back. Cashback apps or credit cards can return 1% to 5% on everyday spending, which adds up over time. And how to do that? Sign up for apps like Drop or Kettle. Use cashback credit cards wisely. Pay in full each month. Upload receipts or shop through referral links. Watch for limited time work-related offers. And redeem rewards for gift cards, savings, or debt payoff. Section 7. Offer services to your neighbors or friends. Offer simple services, babysitting, pet sitting, snow removal within your local community during evenings or weekends. These tasks require little or no startup cost and can be flexible and fit into your normal routine. Trust-based gigs are often preferred locally over larger businesses. And how to do that? Post your availability on local Facebook groups or community boards. Set fair, transparent pricing and boundaries. Offer a first-time discount to help build trust. Ask happy clients for reviews or referrals. And schedule those jobs around your regular work. Section 8. Rent out a room or space temporarily. Consider short-term rentals like Airbnb or hosting international students if you have a spare room or basement. Temporary rentals offer extra income without a long-term commitment. Even 1 or 2 weekends per month can generate hundreds in additional revenue. And how to do it? Reference your local bylaws and hosting platforms. Clean and furnish the space comfortably. Take great photos and write a friendly listing. set clear house rules, and use that income to help pay down your mortgage or to help you save money. Section 9. Deduct home office expenses if self-employed. If you run a side hustle from home, you can deduct a portion of rent, internet, and utilities at tax time. Tax deductions reduce taxable income, which directly saves you money. The savings can be significant if you use a home space exclusively for business. And how to do it? Be sure to track all business income and expenses. Use a simple spreadsheet or an accounting tool. Measure your home office space and calculate its percentage of your home. Consult a tax advisor to ensure compliance and keep digital receipts for records. Section 10. Repurpose your time into income. Look for, quote, hidden time in your week, commutes, waiting events, etc., and use it intentionally for learning, freelancing, or selling. And why this works? You may have more time than you think. Using 3 to 5 extra hours per week can lead to a side gig, savings, or a better paying job over time. Track a week of your time to spot free hours. Use commute or chore time for audiobooks or podcast. Set a, quote, side income hour after your kids go to bed, and choose one small project to start with, and stay consistent, even 30 minutes at a time. And now we will move into Chapter 13, Environmental Savings or Green Living. Switch to reusable kitchen essentials. Replace disposable items like paper towels, plastic wrap, and napkins with reusable alternatives to cut waste and recurring cost. The average family spends $100 to $200 per year on disposables. Reusable clothes and containers have been around for years, reduce trash, and offer long-term savings. And how to do that? Replace paper towels with washable cloths or rags. Use beeswax wraps or containers instead of plastic wrap. Store reusable napkins in an easy access drawer. Wash weekly with your regular laundry. And buy once, and then you can save for years. Section 2. Embrace line drying your laundry. Oh, that one takes me back. Use a clothesline or drying rack instead of the dryer when possible. It reduces electricity use and extends the life of your clothes. And why this works? Dryers are energy hogs. Air drying saves up to $100 a year and reduces wear and tear on fabrics, especially helpful for kids' clothes. How to do that? Install an indoor rack or an outdoor line. Hang heavier items first, then lighter ones. Dry during sunny or breezy parts of the day. Use hangers to reduce wrinkles and folding. And make it a routine, not a chore. Section 3. Start composting to cut waste. Compost food scraps instead of tossing them in the trash. It reduces landfill waste and turns leftovers into garden gold. Composting cuts your garden volume, saving on trash bags and city fees. It also improves soil, reducing the need for fertilizers or lawn treatments. And how to do that? Set up a small bin on your kitchen counter. Collect fruit, veggie peels, coffee grounds, and eggshells. Empty those into an outdoor compost bin or pile. Stir occasionally to speed down. Use compost for house plants or garden beds. Section 4. Switch to LED bulbs throughout the house. This is something that we've done, and it definitely works. Replace traditional incandescent or CFL bulbs with LED alternatives for significant energy savings and less frequent replacement. LEDs use up to 85% less energy and last 15 to 20 times longer. Swapping 10 bulbs can save around $100 to $150 per year. And how to do it? Make a list of all the bulbs in your home. Replace the most used lights first, such as your kitchen, bathroom, and hallways. Look for Energy Star rated LED bulbs. Choose soft white or daylight tones for comfort. And track savings on your utility bill. Section 5. Use a refillable water bottle. Avoid single-use plastic bottles by giving each family member a refillable water bottle for school, work, and outings. Bottled water is 300 to 2,000 times more expensive than tap water. A $20 bottle pays for itself in weeks and keeps plastic out of landfills. And how to do it? Choose durable BPA-free bottles with fun colors or themes. Keep them near keys or the fridge for easy grab-and-go. Use tap or filtered water at home. Wash daily with a bottle brush. And celebrate zero plastic days with your kids. Section 6, reduce water waste with simple fixtures. Install low-flow shower heads and faucet aerators to cut water usage without sacrificing comfort. These simple devices reduce water use by up to 40%, which means lower water and heating bills. Families save $50 to $100 annually on average. And how to do that? Choose WaterSense certified low-flow products. Use Teflon tape to install easily at home. Track your water bill before and after, and involve kids in learning to help turning off those taps that will save money. And pair with shorter showers for more impact. Well, we're out of time today for this episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.